We're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studio is Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
I want to start off, I guess, by asking you, there is a case of a missing young girl, six-year-old Elle Reagan, that the investigation, I believe, is continuing right now. Can you give us an update on what the progress or whatever, how that case is going?
Yeah, I can give a little update on it. Unfortunately, we don't have any really good news to report or really any news to report at all. We haven't been able to locate her. We do continue to investigate. Of course, her mother died, and so we don't have anyone that can really assist us with this investigation as far as giving us some information. But we are doing our best to look at what was going on in their lives in the weeks leading up to her disappearance, and working really closely with some local law enforcement, with the Rice County Sheriff's Office and Faribault PD helping us quite a bit. And then the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has been helping us, as well as the FBI, too. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to look at any evidence that we can locate and talk to some folks. Unfortunately, they kind of kept to themselves, so not a whole lot of folks that have been able to help us much. But we continue that search for her, and we're hopeful.
We certainly wish you the best with that. It's such a sad situation that I don't even really know what to say. But let's move on to budget talks. You spoke last couple of nights ago at the Northfield City Council meeting about the budget. We're getting it together for the 23 budget year, budget cycle, and a new officer, or I should say a new position, I guess, you'd like to see, you'd requested for the 2023 calendar year?
Yeah, I have, Jeff. So that our council meeting on Tuesday was the first work session to kind of delve into budget talks about the 23 budget. So kind of a first exposure for the council and a chance to talk through some things. And, we had a few general increases. We're seeing the same as everybody else, fuel, supplies, vehicle prices going up. So we have some increases related to that. But we are asking for an administrative sergeant position. And really, it's one, when we look at peer departments around us and their size and the number of positions they have, that this is really an area we see that we're lacking. And when we looked at some things that we've accomplished over the last 2 years, an update of our police policy manual, an update of the emergency operations plan, bringing body cameras in, those are all things that really, well, body cams were new, but those other policies and plans are things that hadn't been updated for 10 or 20 years. And the big reason for that is they just didn't have the organizational capacity within the department to be able to keep up on all of those things. You know, things like investigations and day-to-day operations take priority, obviously, and without enough organizational capacity or work capacity, those other things just kind of fall behind. Oh, we'll get to that next month, and then it becomes next year, and then it becomes 3 years. So we want to make sure that we're keeping up on those. We certainly know that best practices is that you do keep up on all of those things. And when we look at some changes that have come over the last few years under police reform, increased training requirements, documentation, reporting of different aspects of police work to the state, those all take time, and we need somebody to be able to do all of those things. So in order to make sure that we are keeping up and doing all those things that we need to do, those things that are required by law, those things that our community expects us to keep up to date and do, we really need more staff for that. So that's the position we're asking for. On top of that, the timing of it, I think, is really critical that we get this done in 2023, because we have three members, almost half of our supervisory staff, that are going to retire in 2024. They've said, you know, that's when I'm retiring. So we're grateful to get quite a bit of notice, but we really need to start working on that. And it would be good to be able to promote somebody else before that time to get them some experience as a supervisor before We get to that big transition year.
So what, as far as the budget goes, will it be a substantial increase in what the 2023? Is this a small percentage of what's going on? Will there be some other budget, other items being arranged to make it fit?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll... It's part of the whole picture mm-hmm. in the budget. So we'll be working with finance and with the city council to identify that. This position with salary, benefits, fringe, all of that type of stuff, I think finance figured is about $160,000 a year. We are looking to add it about mid-year, so the effect on the budget for next year would only be about half of that. So it's significant. Mm-hmm. At the same time, when we look at what would be the cost if we don't do these other things in here? It becomes an investment in our community.
All right. Let's move on. I'm going to have you adjust your microphone a little bit. So I think it's kind of drifting away. These mic risers, boom arms can sometimes get away from us. Let's talk about some of the events coming up. We're in the middle of summer. You got a lot of things going on. Of course, we've got the Rice County Fair going on right now. The firemen are having their 150th celebration. We've got Crazy Days, the Night to Unite. Where do we start? I guess start with today and what's coming up.
Exactly, Jeff. We do have a lot going on, and of course we are present and participating in a lot of these events for multiple reasons. One, it's a great opportunity for us to just get out and talk to folks, hear what's on their mind, answer their questions, and we really like to do that so we can connect with those in the community and make sure that we're available for them if they just have general questions outside of needing help or calling us for those type of things. So the Rice County Fair is going on. We spend a little time helping them out down there. We try to get an officer or two and some of our reserves down to be present, say hi to our townsfolk that are down visiting the fair, but also to help out a little bit. And then certainly we're going to be present with NAFR's 150th anniversary. That's a big milestone, and they're going to have a great celebration on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock with an open house over at the fire station. So we'll be there. Crazy Days next week. We always like being downtown and checking out everybody coming to see the sales and just take advantage of what's all the craziness that's down there. Thankfully for us, it's pretty tame craziness for the most part. And then, of course, we have Defeat Days coming up after Labor Day, so we're excited about that. That's always just a really good celebration for us, and we get to spend some time with folks there. But, you know, the other part of us being present is as a security factor. And unfortunately, we've seen it around the nation, and we know that there's no community in the U.S. that's not at risk for those types of things. So we want to be sure we have staff present to be able to take immediate action if necessary.
You mentioned mingling with the public, having a presence. There's one night that you'll be center stage doing all that stuff, and that's the Night to Unite. Get that right. It's coming up, just a couple of weeks from now. It's early August, isn't it?
It is. It's the first Tuesday in August every year. So it'll mm-hmm. be Tuesday, August 2nd. I agree we are center stage. That's really not the focus of it. The mm-hmm. focus is to get together with your neighbors, get to know your neighbors. We all have busy lives, and we're going, especially in Minnesota, in a couple months, everybody just goes inside. So it's just really a good opportunity to get to know your neighbors. We all know that number one deterrent of crime is loss of anonymity. So if you know those folks that are your neighbors and kind of their regular patterns and who belongs there, it's really easy to spot someone that doesn't. Mm-hmm. So as you get to know your neighbors, and it just makes for a safer community. And it is a great opportunity for us to connect with folks during that time as well.
Once again, Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us. Let's talk about, we've mentioned the last couple of times you've been in, about some mental health services that the county has initiated that's now happening. And 988. That's a number people should get to know. What is the latest on the mental health workers? Are they in action now and seeing people and seeing cases?
Yeah, Jeff, they are. And so there's a couple different aspects in what you just mentioned there. And the one is our community-based coordinators, which is a Rice County program. We have embedded social workers in the law enforcement agencies or police departments in Faribault and in Northfield here, and then also one with Rice County Sheriff's Office. And that allows us to make direct referrals as well as have them co-respond if appropriate out into the community to address folks with a variety of concerns. It could be mental health concerns. It could be food insecurity or housing insecurity. Substance use disorder, all of those different things these social workers are trained on, both addressing those needs as well as finding resources for those folks. And this is all work that our police officers have done for years. But as we've seen throughout the country, there's been a call to say, hey, police officers don't need to do this work. There's other folks that are probably more appropriate to do it, and let's fill that gap. And so Rice County has stepped up and done that. We're really excited about that opportunity, and they are. They're up and running. They've been out on calls with us. They've been handling calls after we've been there or done follow-up to assist folks. And then, of course, you brought up 988, and that's something that just rolled out nationwide just last Saturday on the 20th. So 988 is a phone number. And similar to 911, folks can call 988 anywhere in the nation, and those calls will be directed to a crisis service center. And folks that are specially trained on how to work with people in crisis, all kinds of crises, primarily mental health crisis and substance use disorder. So folks that are battling either of those issues can call that number, and there will be someone there that they can talk to. If appropriate, they can refer that call out other places. Of course, if someone is having an overdose or is an extreme threat for mental health behavior, you can always call 911. We'll be more than happy to come out. But for those folks that just need a resource, 988 is just a great number out there. Locally, or in Minnesota, those numbers will all go to a contract center that Minnesota has. And of course, if they need local resources, they can refer them out from there.
If they would, somebody would like more information on that, and I believe we'll probably have some of the workers, some of the employees on that are filling those roles that you had mentioned at some point in the future. But in the short term, it's a new program. When do I do 988? What will happen? Is there maybe a website or some information that people can go to and see how they can get some help?
Yes, there is, Jeff. It's a nationwide. In fact, I will share it with you. I know we've shared that through the city website, and we had it on there. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
But there is a website from the federal government that is out there that explains the whole program and does have some contact information in there as well.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have some of the new county workers join us here in the very near future. Chief, is there anything else you would like to pass along while we have you here?
I think that's about it today. I hope everybody's enjoying our nice warm weather. It won't be long before we'll be battling ice and snow. So we may complain about the heat a little bit, but I hope everybody can stay hydrated and enjoy it and get out to the county fair. Go see those 4-H kids out there. I heard your interview earlier, and go watch some of those cows and sheep being led around and cheer those kids on.
It's a fun time, and it's just a slice of Americana and Rice County. Enjoy it. Chief, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich standing by with local news that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. News with a side of sports with Tim McNiff as well.
Northfield Lions offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lions, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Minnesota News Network, good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Ex-Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane will be sentenced this morning.